This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, jeez. Everyone all set, cocked, and locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly for to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. You know, we have correspondents in the United States, Canada, Central America, Europe, and Australia. And Gwyneth Isaacs is live with us in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hi, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am really well. I'm delighted to hear your voice. It's great to be broadcasting with you. And you've got some information that you'd like to share with us. Isn't that correct?
Yes. I have just finished a book project. I have just published my first novel. And it is for sale on Amazon.com. And I think I'll provide you, if I haven't already done so, I'll provide you with a link to my Amazon page, and you can put it on the USA Prepares page.
I'd be glad to do that.
It's been a lot of fun for me writing this novel, and it's really good, if I do say so myself. There are
well,
also
you
the people that I have given the novel to read and review.
Yeah.
Who said that it's a page turner and that they want more.
Mm-hmm. From what I've read of your novel, it is exactly that. It is a page-turner, and it's very, very well-written. As well-written as the finest novel I have ever seen or heard of. No question about it. And it's not because... I'm not saying this because I like you. I'm not saying this because I'm an instructor. I'm saying it because it's true.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for that. That is a high compliment indeed. the origins of this novel, okay, on a purely natural level, okay, I have been reading classical novels since I was a little girl. The first novel that I ever read when I was 9 years old was The Hound of the Baskervilles by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. So classic Sherlock Holmes. And my dad had, he was a good old-fashioned dad. You know what he used to do every single week? He used to say, okay, Jenny, it's time for the library. And he used to take me to the library every week. And he used to let me loose on the library, and I was allowed to borrow any book that I wanted. And once I remember, I would have been about 11 or 12 years old at this other time, and I borrowed a book about Hindu philosophy and meditation. And the librarian said something like, oh, that's a bit advanced for her, isn't it? And Dad said, listen, if she understands it, well, that's all well and good. If she doesn't, she'll soon put it down. And, you know, something that is a really, really good philosophy to have regarding children and reading, and I don't think that children are encouraged enough to read. Now, that said, this is not a children's novel, okay? It is erotic romance fiction, and it's the thing of people have forgotten how to have love affairs. They have forgotten how to be devoted to each other. And, you know, Vincent, I've been very, very fortunate in my life that I met the man that I met, because we were two people, I believe, who were absolutely meant to meet on this earth. And I remember just before I met my husband, Archie, I was working in a job doing door knocking for a local charity, which is basically going around from door to door. They had hired me to go from door to door and knock on people's doors and talk about the charity and ask for a donation, and that was my job. And I remember one day, just before I met Archie, and I just sat on the curb and I absolutely just cried, because I said, God, I know that there is somebody on this earth that you mean me to meet, and I have no idea who it is or where he is, and I just ask for you to show him to me. And I had no idea. I was really, really in fear of having to live my life on my own. And I think that that's a problem that a lot of people are facing today, is that, you know, and many of them will never meet the one that they were meant to be with, because for a variety of reasons, for one thing, you know, one in three or one in four babies is killed before it leaves the womb. That's a big problem. I've mentioned on this broadcast before, it pulls fabrics out of the thread of the universe when that happens. But what happened just after this was that maybe a day or two later, was that I was knocking on this door and this man answered the door. And he was one of the nicest, the sweetest and kindest guys I've ever met. And what happened was I asked him for a donation, and I think he had 25 cents in the house. And then I thanked him, and then I went and turned away to go and go to the next door, to the next house, and he said, would you like a cup of tea? And I initially said, oh, no, I'll be fine, thanks. And, you know, something later he said that when I said that, his heart just about died on the inside of him right there. But the Holy Spirit spoke on that still small voice. If you follow that voice, it'll always lead you in the right track. It spoke and it said, go and have a cup of tea with this man. And I said, I turned around and I said, actually, I think I will go and have that cup of tea with you. And I went and had a cup of tea with him. And that, of course, was my beloved Archie. And that's how we met. And there were a lot of things I didn't know about Archie at the time. He was a lovely guy. We soon fell in love. We instantly connected. And although it was about 6 months before we were actually a couple. But, you know, when two people meet and they're meant to be together, there's some sort of chemistry that happens. And when that happens, it should never, ever be ignored. And if there's anybody out there in the class that, you know, has experienced this, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you didn't realize at the time that offer for a cup of tea was a marriage proposal, right?
I had no idea. I had no idea. It was just the still small voice of the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, go and have a cup of tea with this man. Now, as I mentioned, there were a lot of things about Archie at the time that I didn't know. And one of them was that he was a gangster. He was a lifelong gang member and gang leader who, at the age of 12, in Glasgow, was the second in command of one of the biggest gangs in the city, a gang of 4,000 men. Now, this was not a child's gang. This was a full-on adult men's gang. We're talking about the level of gang warfare that you might see on a movie such as Gangs of New York. And practically every weekend, his weekends, when he was a young person, were filled with gang warfare of a most violent nature, okay? I didn't know any of this, but what I could see was here is one of the nicest, sweetest, and kindest men that I had ever seen. He was in desperate need of help. He had five small children. He had a schizophrenic estranged wife. And his house, it was a two-bedroom terrace house. It was tiny. And, you know, within about a month or two, I had moved into the house. And when I moved in, there were 10 people living in the house. There was himself. There was his estranged wife that he didn't have the heart to kick her out because he knew that it would be bad for her. And he had an adult son and an adult adopted son, and then there were the five children. And, you know, and then there was me. So, and I was in my final year of university, and, you know, I was just about on the point of throwing in my university degree. And it was actually Archie that encouraged me to finish university. And you might wonder what all this has to do with my novel. Well, I think we've got the music coming.
Yeah, and we've got...
we'll go into a bit more detail after the break.
Okay, and we've got Mark in Illinois on hold. And I think he wants to talk to you about New Zealand. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kenneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Mark in Illinois. You're on the air with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Yeah, hi, Gwyneth. Hey, I've got a question for you about New Zealand. There is a place called Wanga Mamona and King Country of New Zealand. And when you were a little girl, did you celebrate anything called Anzac Day? It's A-N-Z-A-C,
yes,
Anzac Day. Do you celebrate that?
Yep. That's our Memorial Day.
Okay,
that's,
and it says something about
the fallen soldiers.
Yeah, the fallen soldiers that actually captured Jerusalem in 1917, right? Do you remember
that? I think that it actually was.
Yeah, and it says there's an obelisk.
They were the ones who took it away from the Ottomans, from the Turks.
Yeah, from the Turks. Yeah,
I was stationed
in Ramallah with British forces not too long back ago, and I remember, just talking about this Anzac, where these they had a horses. The horses came from New Zealand. And they were a cross between a whaler and, what was that other one? A Brumby. Do you know about those horses? Did you see any of those wild horses when you were in New Zealand?
I think when I was a little girl, I actually did. because we went for a camp. I used to be in the Girls Brigade when I was a little girl, and we used to go for camps sometimes. And this particular time we went for a camp in a place called Te Wairoa. There's a few places called Te Wairoa in New Zealand, but one of them actually is the centre of the North Island. We are talking about the King Country, is a known horse breeding area. Some of the best race horses in the whole world have been bred there, including Farlap, incidentally, and which is probably the best horse the Antipodes have ever produced. But that particular cross of a Brumby with a Whaler is probably going to be a really, really good horse. And I know the horses that I saw, the wild horses that I saw at Te Wairoa when I was a little girl, were absolutely beautiful. And they came right up to a house that we were staying in and basically looked in the windows. And but they were completely wild. There wasn't anything domestic about them, but they were just curious. Now, Te Wairoa is known as well as, you know, there's a ski resort nearby, but as well as that, there's also a military base nearby. It's one of the biggest military bases in New Zealand, so it's perfectly conceivable that somebody was told to take the cavalry horses out the back and shoot them and just didn't have the heart to do it and let them go.
They left a lot of these cavalry horses in Jerusalem in Palestine in 1918. They didn't bring them back, and I think that they had orders to shoot them, but I don't know if they did shoot them all.
They let them go.
Okay, so there's probably some horse ranches over there that actually still have this horse over there. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever heard of somebody called Australian poet Angel Pettersson?
Yes, very famous poet. He's our national poet. And he's very famous for writing a number of poems, including Waltzing Matilda. And there's also another one which is called The Man from Snowy River. And, you know, we actually do have alpine regions in this country. It's not all hot and dry. Although the mountains that we have here are not as tall as mountains that they have in other parts of the world. Even so, they are tall enough to be covered in snow every winter. That's what they call the snowy mountains.
All right. Hold that thought. Mark, thank you so much for being with us today.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With the chance of another partial federal government shutdown on Friday looming, a bipartisan committee of lawmakers has proposed a deal that they'll finalize today, hoping to send it to the House floor for a vote on Thursday. President Trump not happy because it falls well short of giving him the $5.7 billion he wants for a border wall. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry shares his lack of enthusiasm.
We're trying to solve a problem, which is a border. It's become a crisis over many years now of this very porous southern border.
Meanwhile, the president's tweeted something he hasn't detailed, but claims he'll be getting $23 billion from other sources for border security soon. The government says consumer prices were unchanged in January and up 1.6% on a year-to-year basis. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Watch it.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, during the bottom of the hour commercial break, I was preparing the post to... Okay, it looks like we just lost Gwyneth Isaacs, and she'll be back in just a couple minutes. I wanted to thank Sharon in Montana for letting us know that we actually can dehydrate kale. So we have a Nesco dehydrator. It's this cylindrical type dehydrator with multiple trays. And what I did was I thoroughly washed the kale and then cut it into small pieces and then placed it on the racks of the dehydrator. And we have one screen. There's a rack with large openings in it, and then we have just one rack with a very tight screen. And so what I did was I placed the screen on the bottom of the stack so that if little tiny pieces of kale, as they dehydrated, would drop down, they'd be caught by that screen. And for probably close to 6 to 8 hours on a very low temperature, we ran the dehydrator. It's an electric dehydrator, and it uses a resistive element to heat the air. And so I dehydrated it, and last night, Mrs. Finelli and I made sub sandwiches. And we put some dehydrated kale and lettuce and some meat on a very small amount of bread, because we're trying very hard not to eat bread. And it was absolutely delicious. And so I'm putting the note in the book that I'm working on about how to dehydrate kale and what it looks like before, during, and after. So I'm going to store it in some airtight jars. And it'll be labeled, and I think it's going to work out just fine, because so far it really has. And I wanted to thank Sharon for that advice and counsel that she provided on the air. I've got a couple other items that I'm adding to the book, and I'm just kind of looking at them. One of the things that I was working on the last few days was using ammo cans, 50 caliber and 30 caliber ammunition cans. And you can use them for all kinds of things. This is another thing that I'm going to be talking about. These are some items that are in the book. And so these ammo cans, I used to be able to buy them for about $3 a piece. They keep going up and up. And I use them for all kinds of things. So you can use a 50 caliber ammo can to store silver if you want it. And if you have a lot of silver, you can literally store 1,000 silver dollars, U.S. silver dollars, in one of these 50 caliber ammo cans. And what's really nice is if you have ammunition, they have a gasket around them, their metal can with a strap handle, and you'll be able to carry them with you. And they're pretty darn waterproof. I don't know if you can submerge them in 30 feet of water and have them be waterproof, but they are certainly water resistant. And there's nothing that you can buy, nothing that I've found, that's as good for storing things and keeping them out of water and moisture than ammo cans. And I'm talking about U.S. military surplus ammo cans. The same as ones that Hillary Clinton wanted to make sure that they were crushed and would not be available to you. Gwyneth is back with us. Gwyneth, so the question I had is, you were talking about Archie, you were talking about his former gang life in Glasgow, and you were talking about the 4,000 men that he had under him. And how was that pre-marriage life tied to your newest book?
Okay. Well, it wasn't long before he began talking about how he was the reincarnation of somebody that he called the teetotaling pirate king. And we didn't have a name for this pirate king at the time, okay? Apparently that gave him the talent for gang leadership. And I'll tell you what, he was in this life, he was the strangest gang leader that you would ever meet. And we knew nothing about Bartholomew Roberts at this time, okay? I had not studied anything about the history of Caribbean piracy, but he, in this life, he became a Christian and he went to Bible college, and he became an ordained minister, Pentecostal minister. And he would hold church services for the, he bought a mission in Fitzroy, and it happened to be in the, next to the Hell's Angels headquarters. And he would hold church services for the gangsters every Sunday in his mission, and he would preach the gospel to them. And, you know, afterwards, I said, it became apparent afterwards, because I do have the second sight, and I sort of discerned that maybe his gang leadership wasn't quite as much in the past while he was doing this sort of thing. This was before I knew him that he had the mission. When I knew him, he didn't have the mission anymore. But I'd seen that when he had the mission, that maybe he still had some gang involvement and activities. And but anyway, he kept talking about being the teetotaling pirate king. And frankly, I didn't believe him. I said, that's a ridiculous idea. And I said, okay, well, I'll agree to do some past life regression. And we saw that I was his lover in that life, and that I was a surgeon, and that I lived in his cabin with him. And that we were very much in love. And like I said, this was years before I did any research into the history of piracy. And, you know, I've got it posted on my Facebook page where there's a man by the name of Richard Sanders, and in 2007 he published a book called If a Pirate I Must Be. And this was around about 9 years that this book was published, about 9 years after we began doing this sort of past life regression work. And, you know, there were other sources out there, but I hadn't read any of them. And Archie was saying, listen, you've got to study this to see if there's anything to it. And I says, oh, yes, I will one day. But in the meantime, I had 5 stepchildren. And within, you know, at the time I thought I was barren, but in time I became pregnant, and then I had a little baby of my own, and then a second baby, and those are my 2 sons that I have. They, you know, but what happened was after he died, I went into a state of grief, and I just went. I went on Google one day, and I just typed in "teetotaling pirate king," just out of grief. And I found out about Bartholomew Roberts. And that's what he's actually called. He's called the teetotaling pirate king. And but he did have a lover. His lover was a surgeon, lived in his cabin with him, and they were the surgeon is called his name was called George Wilson. And he is always referred to in the historical texts as being the intimate friend of Bartholomew Roberts. There was something else that we saw in the past life regression work that we did when he was still alive. And like I say, the timeline when we were doing this work was from 1998 until he died in 2003. So over it was over a period of about 5 years that we were doing this past life work, and we saw that the surgeon was female, and I looked into her history as well. It was very rare for a woman to be a surgeon, but this particular woman became a surgeon because her father was a surgeon, a barber surgeon, that is, and he trained her because he didn't have a son, and his wife died in childbirth, giving birth to her, and he never remarried, And he basically brought his daughter up, and because he had his own business, he was able to do that and raise the child as well. And that's how I became trained. But when he got when I was about 17 years old, my father died of a disease, and I'm getting that it was probably something like cholera. And I was not quite fully trained yet, but I needed to make a living for myself. And so what I did was I made myself a codpiece. You've got to remember, this is 300 years ago. I didn't have that word. I had the word prosthesis. Okay, was the word that I got when we went into this research. There were the gonads of some executed prisoner, and they were sitting in a jar of alcohol. And so I took them, and that'd been soaking there for years. I don't know what they were doing there. But they used to do that to executed prisoners, and he probably had it for, doctors are funny people. They get body parts and they put them in jars. They study them, probably for anatomical reasons. But I took this and I made this prosthesis, and I dressed as a man. I went down to the dock and I passed myself off as a man, and I took the name George Wilson, and I joined the Royal Navy as a surgeon. I said that I was a surgeon, and they were always in need of surgeons at sea, and I knew that.
Hey, we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, we're talking with Gwyneth Isaacs about her new book. And Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. Now, in context here, this is talking about the early part of the 18th century, so it's the 1700s. And I was, it wasn't long that I realized that there was probably more money to be made in the merchant navy than in the Royal Navy, and so I basically, from what I can see, I did the time that I'd signed for on the Royal Navy, and then I found a merchant navy vessel to sail on, and I began to, from what I'm seeing, I began to notice that, you know, that there was something quite not quite right with the world. Because what I'm seeing is that by the time we got to around about, 1717, I would have been, not very old, still, late teens, early 20s. And I saw that there were these other guys who were sailing around on the sea who seemed to be having more fun, had more money, had more of a bit of a safe life comparatively. And so what I'm seeing is that, at some stage or other, I either found myself on the ship that Hal Davis ended up first taking, the ship that he first, mutinied on, or that I was taken soon after that. I can't quite see there which it was. But I was on Hal Davis's ship almost from the beginning. And I willingly went. I was happy to engage in that life. And what I'm seeing is that, I better do a little bit more of a backstory. I was talking to you, Vincent, earlier on today about this. When I was a little girl in this life, I saw the Jack LaLanne show as a little girl. And he was always mentioning about how he filmed the show in the Bahamas. And I was looking at this world, and I think he must have been filming it in Nassau. I was trying to see today on the internet where he filmed his show. It must have been in Nassau. And what I was seeing, I saw this place, and I was just enraptured by it. It was like, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. And it wasn't just because it was a tropical paradise, because I was living in Rotorua, which is a resort town. And it's pretty cold for much of the year. It's not really snowing very much there. But, in New Zealand, you're in the South Pacific. You've got tropical islands everywhere. Why should this particular tropical island just jump out at me and say and call to me from across the sea, unless that I had known that sort of thing in a past life. And, of course, that's how it often goes with past lives. You see places that you had a real affection for in a past life, and especially if you see them when you're a small child, you'll turn to the people around you and you'll say, I'm from there, or I'm going to go there, I'm going to live there. So if you hear one day, Vincent, if I ever move to the Americas, I'll probably end up moving to Nassau, I think. Because, I was looking at it on the internet today, and I was saying, and the people who live there and the advice that the Americans were giving about how locals shouldn't go out of the... about how visitors shouldn't go out of the tourist areas and so on and so.
Yeah, and you were talking about...
instant gut reaction was...
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Jack LaLanne. Let me spell it for you. Jack, and his last name was spelled L, capital L, small a, capital L, small A-N-N-E, Jack LaLanne. And his show aired from 1951 to 1985. We'll be right back after Top of the Hour News and Commercial Announcements with Gwyneth Isaacs, and she's talking about her new book.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.